Welcome to Politics and Right. My name is Egberto Willis, your host. Good morning, Houston. Good morning, Harris County. Good morning to the great state of Texas, and good morning to the United States of America. Good morning to the northeast part of Texas, the southeast part of Texas, the northwest part of Louisiana, the southwest part of Louisiana. We are here today. Welcome to the rest of the world. Welcome to every nook and cranny that the signal that Howard and Jack are sending throughout the airwaves make it to. Welcome to you guys as well on those FM dials. But before we get started, let's get into el estudio para hablar con nuestra gente, to speak with our people. Good morning, Jack and Howard. How are you guys doing this morning?
It's only Jack today. Only a half a genius here today.
Oh, only half the genius is there today. Well, you know, your hands are going to be full. But anyhow, my dear brother, what's the word of the day?
Well, the word of the day is I hate war. Okay. The fact that taxpayers' tax revenue goes more to the military than to Medicare is a stark contrast to U.S. priorities. More for death, less for life. Is the U.S. the merchant of all war? War is about resource extraction by force. They will tell you it's about national security, but that's the cover story for a group of corporate businessmen who are building an empire and enslaving the people with their tax money to do it. The bloodstain of war is on all the American taxpayers' hands, too. Stop these businessmen from sending us to war, period.
I could not agree more. You know what is so interesting, Jack? There was something I saw on TV yesterday. I don't remember what channel or who said it under what condition, but you know, they're trying to promote, let's go ahead and fund Ukraine and fund Israel, all that sort of stuff with all these weapons. Now, look, I'm not going to go into the technicalities of Ukraine and Israel, the differences and similarities. But there's one statement that really got to me, and that's when the guy, in order to sell war to us, the American people, he said, you know, of the $67 billion we're sending, $57 billion of it is going to be spent in the United States. That's jobs or something like that, he said. And I was blogging, and it kind of gave me pause because it was like, wow, this guy doesn't understand what he's saying. He's saying
jobs
that,
for death.
Thank you. I mean, you got to me before I got to say it, Jack. You nailed it. You nailed it, brother. You nailed it. I'm sitting down there and I'm like, my God, don't you understand how somebody outside of the United States is thinking about it? All right, those American folks are getting jobs so that Palestinians can be bombed down with 2,000-pound bombs. There's something wrong there.
Very wrong.
There's something wrong there. But we are going to have a great show today, folks. I've got one video that we may get to, but I want to cover a few subjects, including a few things that occurred in my 3 o'clock show that gave me pause. The first one was, yesterday I discussed an article that talked about Medicare Advantage and how our system was. And, you know, I was just talking about it in passing. The idea on the subject was that at last they weren't going to be able to get their way. In other words, Medicare Advantage every year. By the way, Medicare Advantage costs our country more than traditional Medicare. Remember that. And the reason why it has a 20% premium or so on Medicare Advantage is because we are giving away money in the form of paying the private sector insurance companies. We're pretty much paying them off, right? We say, okay, you take care of this person, we'll give you a fixed amount of money. And it generally costs in the aggregate 20% more than the person that's on standard Medicare. What that means is instead of giving that profit to the insurance companies, we could just keep traditional Medicare, get rid of the 20% the copay, it's not copay, but the 20% portion that the patient is responsible for. Get rid of that so that they don't have to buy Medigap or anything, and we can just keep Medicare as a single payer system. Instead, we put all this complexity on that makes no sense. I want to go to Johnny because he called early, and I've been asking you all to call early, 713-526-5738. Again, that number is 713-526-5738, extension 2 to come online right away. Let's go to Johnny, then I'll finish with the conversation that I had. Johnny, come on in.
I was taking
The mayor of politics done right. I forgot to give your title. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you for your honorific. Anyway, so I was thinking the exact same thing as I was awakening when you started saying what you just said, you and Magic Jack. So I wish that Joe Biden would be as passionate and as dedicated and focused in getting universal health care for this country as he is in supporting Netanyahu and sending him money and material to kill and mass murder Palestinians. He's so dedicated to the murder of mass murder Palestinians, but not the health care for the American people.
Let me tell you, and this is where when we talk about all these guys are old and set in their ways, I was and I'm going to tie it into something that happened on my 3 o'clock show. This guy, when I came out and said our healthcare system bankrupted people, and if you live in Canada or UK and all of that, that you don't get bankrupted from healthcare. And this guy came on a regular listener came on and he said, that's not true. The bankruptcy rate in Canada is actually similar to ours or something like that for health causes. And I'm like, wait a minute. You came onto my show and lied to the audience. And he said, no. And then he gives me a document from the Canadian equivalent to the Heritage Foundation. And meaning a conservative foundation, I don't remember what it's called right now. And I went ahead and I looked up the document because I am willing to say, well, the same way one side could have propaganda, the other side could. But I want to let everybody know right up front. You can't have a system where there are multiple CEOs and databases and multiple advertising and all of that, and somehow think you can be cheaper than a single payer system. It's a mathematical impossibility. But I gave my chance the opportunity to read and learn, and learn how these guys were misleading Americans. So I looked at the guy and I said, first of all, without even reading the document, it makes no sense. In Canada, for healthcare, there's no money exchange, right? You take up your healthcare card and you go to the your primary checks you out. Your primary then goes ahead and determine which specialists you want. And because all of this is centralized, everybody knows what the other person is doing. So it's inherently more efficiently, it's inherently safer. And not only is it safer, but again, the person, when it comes to healthcare, doesn't have to move a dollar. Now, if you decide that you want to go to a private something, you pay. If you decide that, now, also drugs in Canada are not a part of, specifically a part of that, but they pay cheaper, negotiate cheaper for drugs. But that's it. So I knew it, there had to be something. When I read the document shows that what people are doing, or the way they're trying to fudge the statistics to fool the Canadians and fool Americans that a market system is better, is by saying, well, if somebody is sick and the sickness caused them to be unemployed, and in being unemployed, they lose stuff. Anybody that's unemployed and not working, they can go into bankruptcy. So they try to conflate that somebody is not working because they're sick and that causes a bankruptcy as the bankruptcy caused by what it costs for an MRI and a CAT scan and a biopsy and all of, I mean, they conflated it. And this guy, because he was predisposed to be right wing and believe in these things, didn't see what the article was actually doing. Now, when it comes to Biden and these guys allowed themselves to fall for the indoctrination that they grew up with. Gen Z and the younger millennials, they don't fall for the crap. They get it. And so I agree with you, Brother Jenny, that I wish Biden would have that same impetus that he has to get stuff done with in Israel as he would with, let's say, healthcare. But for some reason, they're old and they think that somehow things have to be the way that they are. Go ahead, brother.
They, you are correct. They are sclerotic in their thinking, which means that they need a big dose of chelation therapy and some milk and cookies and send them back home to retire in the woods.
I
By the
agree.
way, you just say that the Heritage Foundation has set up shop in Canada now?
No. What I'm saying is they have a similar think tank in Canada, and I should have. I forgot Jensen. Let's see, Jen. I forgot the name of it. I was looking at it because, like I said, if somebody tells me to read something with information, I'm going to do it, and I can't recall the name of their equivalent in Canada, but it was a think tank that and they're based on finding market solutions for just about everything, get government out of the system. That's their whole tenet. You know,
They're
that's their
based
whole
on
tenet.
finding market solutions. What a
Yeah,
cry.
the thing about it is, again, it's an indoctrination, and it's asking you to, it's funny because the most important part in getting people to not do what's best for them is to convince them that government is isolated from them. In other words, you have to con first the first thing that the right wing does is it demonize the government, and it makes the government an entity separate from you. So if you think you are not the government and the government has this inherent, or rather this independent thing that it can do to you, you suddenly can look at that government and not look at that government for solutions, but you look at that government as a problem. Like Reagan started when he said, government is not the solution, it is the problem. You remember when Reagan said that? Forgetting that when the stock market crashed in 29, meaning the private sector screwed the world's economy, it's government everybody ran to. When the private sector crashed the system in 2008, it was the government who saved the day. They forget that it is society, we the people, who solve the problem. Johnny, have you ever seen The Big Short?
Well,
A
here's
movie
another
called,
big short.
you, let me tell everybody that's listening right now.
Okay, well, before I hang up, here's another thing that aggravates the crap out of me, and you alluded to it a few minutes ago.
Go
You said
ahead.
in Canada they have a choice if you want to, if you're a person of means, and if you want extra care, Cadillac type care, you can pay for that privately, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they. But in this country, what are we doing with education? There are people with money who send their kids to private school. Now, because of the Republicans and the way they do things, they're funneling public monies, your tax money, my tax money, to these wealthy people to subsidize their kids' education. How
Right.
criminal this is. They're a bunch of hypocrites. And
Well,
Marjorie Trader Taylor. And Marjorie
go
Trader
ahead.
Taylor and Sarah Palin want to be out of Colorado, Lauren Boebert. They hate government, big government, but they love getting that fine, outstanding, dependable government salary, don't they? They're hypocrites. Have a good day.
Thank you, Brother Johnny. And they forgot to tell, and if Johnny forgot to tell you as well, that MTG also took the money from the stimulus, whatever it was called. She took that money, and that's money that they don't have to pay back. Then they talk about those of us who have to pay back the monies we have. Anyway, let's jump to Donald. Donald, come on in.
Hey, good morning, Alberto. How are you?
I'm fine, Donald. Talk to me.
Okay, so I've got to send you something to read, and you'll read it. But did you ever listen to the thing that I asked you to with the Great Dictator speech?
I am so glad that you asked me that because I did. And I not only read it, and rather, I not only watched it, I was so intrigued by it, I went ahead and read the synopsis of what the story was all about. In other words, this guy who became the dictator wasn't really the dictator, but the barber. And he then went ahead and gave that extraordinary speech about freedom at the end. I love the piece. Had never heard about that Charlie Chaplin movie before. So thank you for that.
Why did you not hear about it? If
I
you
don't
would have
know.
heard that when you were 16 years old before your education or at the beginning of your education, you would look at the world totally different because that one option would be at your grasp. In your
Yes.
mind, the seed would be planted and you would figure out, this is
Yeah,
where I'm
it.
going to go with this, and I wanted you to do it. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a very good piece, and more than ever, I think I think people too should, everybody should look at it, and I listened to it before I jumped on my spin, and the idea was that I was going to come back and write a blog about it, and you know how the day gets away from you, the amount of stuff you got to do, and I forgot to do it. But I'm glad you actually reminded me because after I saw it, I said, Donald's going to be happy when we go to the program because I'm going to tell him, hey, Donald, I watched it. But hey, time gets away from you.
Okay,
Anything else, brother?
it goes like this. Do you know who Bill Huxtable is?
Who?
Bill Huxtable.
Of course, from the Bill Cosby.
Okay, so you know who Fat Albert is.
Of course.
You cannot tell me to smear the creator for the creation is wrong. Okay,
Okay.
Bill Cosby might have done things wrong, but what he created touched millions of young people to show them that they could do something. They could be different. They could achieve what they put their hearts and their minds into. So what did we do? We smeared it. We took it off the air. They, all these bad things because the creator. That's the whole point with religion, everything else. We're looking. This is the way the world works. If they can smear the creator, the creation is worthless. No, the creation is still good. Charlie
Well,
Chaplin, once he left the country, he couldn't come back in because he never got dual citizenship. And that was during the Red Scare, and he wouldn't go along with a program of a few people. So they set up all a smear campaign about him, which is true. But the creation is still good.
I am not going to debate that because I think you're right about that. Bill Cosby, I am not a fan of Bill Cosby, but I'm with you that Fat Albert and these other things that gave positive impressions are good. Now, some of us have an issue with Bill Cosby because Bill Cosby made gave the and it's not a lot of us. I'm just saying somebody like myself. I thought Bill Cosby was harder on Black men than he needed to be. Let me give an example of what I mean by that. The Black men that wear their pants to their waist and have all these antics that are that Bill Cosby deem not deem that they shouldn't be that way. Look, I'm an older guy too, and when I see the pants at the waist and all that, it does nothing for me, right? But he gives the impression like it's only Black men that had certain types of, let's say, bad behavior or what some would call bad style. And in doing so, he fed into the stereotype of others. And my thing is, bad behavior and all these things come in all shades. And what he did is he gave a group the opportunity to say, even Bill Cosby thinks this way. And that, but now, as far as the good that he did, we should always hold on to it. But again, he learned a lesson that's very important. They excommunicated him, but others didn't. Look at how he was excommunicated as Bill Cosby, but Donald Trump, who is actively campaigning for the presidency of the United States, who've actively raped women, not one, from what we understand, allegedly, who has also robbed people in plain view, all these negative things that he's done, and he still gets to hold the highest office in the land. That should tell you something about what America is, don't you think, Donald?
We'll pick up on that later. I'm not gonna get, but what I wanted to say is, I
Oh
think it's
no.
Donald.
Oh no, I'm gonna hold. Look, you started the subject, brother. I'm gonna hold you to it. Do you see the you?
I told you before, if you got to write laws and you don't go after everybody for the exact same thing in a
Thank you.
group,
That's what I want to hear out of you. That's what I want to hear out of you.
you got to go to all of them. You got to do it all of them because
Thank
there are
you.
members, there are everything. There is every businessman that used the exact same tactics. You have to go after all of them. And what's good for the
Exactly.
goose is good for the gander.
Now
But
we're
what I was
talking.
saying, I think it's Ben Kingsley does a religion of the world. It's just a brief deal. It touches on each one of them. But some of your listeners need to watch that. Because it goes from voodooism to Christianity to Muslim to Hindu to all of it. It spends about 30 minutes or an hour. It's on Sling. It's free. You got to watch advertisements if you don't have the upgrades. But he goes to each place, each world, and tells you how it evolved, how Islam came in, Christianity, and some of the bad that's been used for. So you can weaponize anything. The heart is the heart
Exactly.
and the mind is the mind. But you have to think with your heart first, then use your mind to analyze how it will affect someone else.
You know what's interesting? I don't know that I completely agree with that one. Let me tell you what I mean by that. I agree with the concept in the aggregate, but I think in my case at least, I don't know about other people, my mind changes first, right? And then my heart changes. When I was a sexist, I had to realize how stupid it was to be a sexist. And then my heart came and made it a part of my being. Same with homosexuality and that sort of stuff. It turns out that it had to occur in my mind, and then it came to the whole body experience. That's just me. I don't know. I think you explained it a bit differently.
No, that's the point. See, because we're sheep. But I always think, how's this going to affect someone else before I do it?
Right,
But I
right,
am going to do what I want to do. But I'm
right.
going to tell you, Jesus loves you. I tolerate you. I still love you as a human, but I'm tolerating you. If you want to, you want feelings to come in the equation, don't come become a number. Come in a system. And work. Do your own thing. Start your own business. That was what Huxtable was saying. Conform until you make enough money to do your own thing. But you have to do that first. You can't just chaos and do everything else. You have to make money to be able to do what you want. Then you can,
100% with you.
but you need to realize. All your actions affect someone, how you drive, how you speak, how you talk. You can worship poo-poo and you can smear it all over yourself, but that don't mean I'm going to shake your hand and I'm not going to stay around you very long because you stink. But in America, you have the right to worship whatever you want and do what you want. But if it offends on me, hey, don't expect me to come shake your hand to give you a big hug, even though I want to. But hey, you got poo-poo on you.
I hear you. I hear you, Mr. Poo-Poo. But anyway, that was so
All
funny.
right, later.
Donald, thank you, my brother. I
Yes,
appreciate you, all
sir.
right?
Talk to you later.
You have a wonderful day. Donald, thank you so kindly for those words. Anyhow, folks, I want to jump back to that quick subject about how the counterpart to the Heritage Foundation in Canada tries to convince folks by mixing apples and oranges to tell you that a single payer system that they have in Canada doesn't outclass the United States. So we took the argument a bit further, where I said, and by the way, Canadians live longer than Americans. I mean, every OECD country, that's these Western democracies, they do better in lifespans than America. And how can you really measure a healthcare system in the aggregate? How long people live and the quality of life that they have. In America, we live a shorter span. We go bankrupted from our healthcare system, etc. In Canada, that doesn't happen. And the conflation that they try to do is not only disingenuous, but it kills. So when you hear those of us that are fighting for a Medicare for All system, a system where everybody has a right to healthcare, a system where everybody at birth gets a card that entitles them to healthcare, and they go out there and they pay for their healthcare. Remember, we pay twice as much, if not sometimes more than twice as much, than many countries around the world. So the money is there if we don't have the privateers, the capitalists ripping us off to the cleaners. If we don't have that, right? The money is there for every American out of general tax funds to get health care. It's not free. People always say, well, you want it for free. It's not free. It's coming out of our general taxes. The average person, the average family paying $2,500, $1,200 or whatever per month in health insurance costs, a lot of that going to the profits of the shareholders, etc. Imagine half in that and just paying that in taxes to the general fund, and you get a card at birth, and every single American citizen gets that card, and you want service for your health care, and you simply present that card, and that card comes with your ailments, your illnesses, so that there aren't mistakes made to take care of you, and you go into the hospital if you need to. You can choose whichever doctor around that you want. You know, the way I played this for you guys when I interviewed this Canadian at Netroots Nation, you want your health care, you go to your private to your primary care. You don't like that primary care, you go to another one. You don't like that one, you go to another one. And your card, it goes with you. Your history goes with you. It's amazing how efficiency would save us money, would save us lives. And there are institutions. There are institutions, nonprofit organizations, whose job it is to confuse you into forcing market solutions for healthcare, where not only it doesn't work, we have proof that it fails, the American healthcare system. What they like to tell you, however, is, well, if we take all that profit out of the system, in fact, we are subsidizing the rest of the world, because by us paying high prices, innovation occurs on the American side. It is one of the biggest provable lies there is. First of all, a lot of the innovation comes from your tax dollars, from universities, etc., that you invested in. That's number one. Number two, when they talk about innovation will stop if these companies can't make these big profits. The first question I ask you is, who is it that get all those profits? Think about this. I want you all to think logically here, not what they tell you to think or the words that they tell you. And by the way, you can give me a call at 713-526-5738 to further discuss this. Again, 713-526-5738 if you want to add your 2 cents. You know, I'd love to hear your point of view. Now, here's a kicker. They tell you innovation, if we don't have these high prices that make a whole lot of people a whole lot of profit, somehow innovation will end. And I want you to think logically here. Think about this. The persons that create the innovation, the ones who design the CAT scan, the one who designed the X-ray, the one who write the software program that works into that system that calculates if you have cancer or not. All these places, I want you to think, those are not the people making these gargantuan profits. Those are not the ones making all the money. All the money is going to the executives and the shareholders. So how is it that you can say with a straight face, innovation will stop when the innovators are not the ones partaking of the huge profits? It's the shareholders and the executives. I'm going to go to Joni and ask you to ponder that one and give me a call with your thoughts. 713-526-5738. 713-526-5738. Come on in, Joni.
Good morning, Egberto.
Good
Just
morning.
weighing in on this. Yeah, the healthcare system. So I've spoken with someone who is from Sweden. Now, this was over a decade ago now. I don't know exactly what goes on now, but it was amazing to hear what they cover in terms of preventative care, because here, they don't make as much money if you're not sick. I mean, it's sick care, it's not
Right.
healthcare.
Right.
So they're invested in things that make you sick. They're invested in coming up with chemicals rather than just, holistic, ways of preventing illness. And I believe they subsidize the organic foods over there. In fact, I don't think they let genetically modified anything. I'm not sure what their policies are at this point, but I know that they're very, very aware of, the kinds of things that keep you well, and that's what they're invested in. So there would be more, time off. There would be more paying for wellness, policy, wellness ways, like getting massage, rest, meditation coursework, stuff that they know lowers blood pressure, prevents, helps, is correlated with prevention of cancer, prevention of GI symptoms. They subsidize more preventative is what my point is. So if we could go to a system like that, that would where we don't need as much in the way of medication. We don't need the medications, having to be lowered because we don't even need those medications as much. So hopefully we can get there. And thank you for the work you do. I've been billed for some surgeries I had now about a little over 3 years ago. After I asked specifically, do I still owe, is the anesthesiology company, U.S. Anesthesia Partners to be exact, I'm going to name them. They still want a bill after I've already paid the bill. I was put on a payment plan, and I will not do it. I've told them, the insurance company I had at the time, I said, I will not go back to the doctor because of what I'm experiencing now. I don't like not knowing how much I owe. I don't like, you think you're going to owe one thing. That's it. They call it out-of-pocket expense. I've spent over $10,000 out of pocket. So, and then still get told I owe something. So it's a shell game shakedown. And I don't, and I believe that a single payer system will help us have a more equitable system and prevent actual illness. So thank you again. I'm going to have to let you go.
Thank you very much, Joni, for those words. Very important, and Joni is absolutely right. Look, when I say that, I want people to think, right? Not what folks are telling you to think. Even when I'm talking here, I'm not asking you to take what I'm saying at face value. I'm saying evaluate it. Yesterday we spoke about the strategic petroleum reserve, and I didn't say just take what I say at face value. What I wanted you to do is go ahead, and I even gave you the website, energy.gov, energy.gov. Oh, yeah, Johnny, you're right. The pants at the half butt. How much is that different from the hippie establishment having their own dress code, etc.? Very true, Johnny. Very true. And that's the beef I had with Cosby. He didn't look into that. Anyway, we have on the internet, I think on Twitch, we have Cardinal Zaven. On Facebook, we have Eric Hayes, and let's see who else. If I missed you, forgive me. But thank you guys for being here in the chat and with the words that you have in the chats. But so, folks, what I ask you to do, right, is when you're hearing all these things, both in the media, remember, also a lot of things in the media. I've written five books, and the reason I'm telling you is the following. I've written five books, and earlier on, I tried to get my books covered from MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, etc. And I could never get on, and I eventually understood the closed circuit system that occurred, right? It's all a pay-for-play kind of a deal. So you see a book advertised on TV or get a show or on a show, there's a whole lot that happened behind the scene. And you had to fit a certain profile, etc. The same thing when you hear information on the screen. Be very careful. I ask everybody to use your own. All of us are smart. All of us are smart, and all of us can be convinced of things we shouldn't be. I ask you to think logically. When it comes to healthcare, think about why would a for-profit system work better than a single payer system. There isn't an answer that makes a for-profit system either better or more efficient. And the way we know that is because we have experience of knowing how it is working in the first place. Let's go to Raymond. Raymond, come on in.
Good morning, Edberto. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, fantastic. First of all, thank you for what you do. I appreciate your candor more than anything with all of the guests, regardless of their perspectives. I'm not big on debate, but you asked for people to call in and share their thoughts and opinions about the medical system, so I figured I'd give it a try.
Sure.
I think you're right about a few executives collecting the majority of the profits. I think it's a little more insidious even than you claim that it is or state that it is. And I think there are a group of executives that have their hands in not only the medical system, but also the pharmaceutical system and the food production systems. And I think a big part of our healthcare challenges are that those people are engineering a system between those three where they provide food that doesn't nourish the body very well, leads to illness and disease like diabetes, and then they treat those symptoms with medication. Of course, they're profiting from the pharmaceutical companies, and then it's a cycle in and out of the hospital. So they're collecting money on three fronts, and all of them are causing a shorter lifespan for Americans. And I think that's what I see, and that's just an observation. So I figured I would share that with you.
And let me just first of all tell you that I think you nailed it, and it isn't. And by the way, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but I even add another system to it. And let me tell you why I'm adding the other system to it. And I spoke about this in my book, As I See It, Class Warfare, The Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom. A very important part of that system is also called the patent system. Okay. And the reason the patent system is involved there is by having a patent system, you also preclude others from doing things similarly that you're doing that could be a lot more effective, a lot cheaper. As an example, we have genetically grown corn. If the pollen goes into from field to field, eventually all the farmers will pretty much be endured to the particular seed company, Monsanto or whatever. There are some exceptions, but That is pretty much the rule. And not only the
No, absolutely. They are monopolizing on that genetically engineered product, and it is not better for the average human body. And it's getting very difficult to find natural and organic seeds even to grow your own crops. They cost a lot of money if you're trying to
Yeah,
do things on a more natural and health-oriented basis.
you're absolutely right. And let me tell you, I yesterday I asked everybody. Last night, I something came into mind, and I said I need to brush up on The Big Short. I want everybody out there to go watch The Big Short. It's on Amazon. You can watch it. The Big Short. It's an important watch. But also, I asked them to watch Food Inc. And this plays into a lot of what you just said. Watch the documentary called Food Inc. A second version is out on Friday, but watch the first one first. Food
I
Inc.
think I may have seen that at one point.
Yeah,
And
it.
you got time for me to bring another point to the call, or do you need to move on to
No,
another caller?
go ahead real quickly. I got Gonzalo, but I want to hear your point, and then I'll get you. This is the first time I've heard from you. I like to get new callers in, so thank you.
Okay. So I think you're advocating the government running the healthcare system, from what I gather. And I didn't hear your whole conversation because I don't get out on the road until about 6:30. But I agree with government involvement. I think the government's involvement should focus on demonopolizing or getting rid of the monopolies that are in the system, as opposed to taking it all the way over. So I differ in your opinion on that. I come from a perspective of paying cash for my medical expenses, and I do participate in a shared medical program that's not an insurance program that works very well for my family and has for many years. But I negotiate every bill that I get, and I pay every bill that I get, and I get reimbursed for it from my association. So that works well for me. I'm not saying that'll work well for everybody, but by doing that, I encounter a lot of smaller businesses that charge very reasonable prices, give you the prices up front, do a great service, and I enjoy that type of health care. And I think that's a good model, as opposed to having everything owned by one big governmental organization. Because if you look at the way our military functions, there is an awful lot of overspending and waste. I mean, I'm in the construction business, and I see how much those government contracts pay for products, and it's oftentimes three times the money that the market would pay out in the bid market. There's a lot of waste in the spending in those organizations. So I think by demonopolizing it and regulating it to the point where it can be run more fairly for the consumer, we can get a lot of that wasted money back out of the system and use it to actually help people.
Now let me just say that I don't see the disagreement here. I want the government as a backstop. You are able to pay your particular bills on an individual basis to the doctors that you like, but if you were to get certain types of cancers, you could not support that on your own. You would need us as a backstop to pay the kinds of bills that kind of coverage from chemotherapy to solutions and all of that. So I'm saying I believe what I've advocated is single payer and subsidized doctors, not government run. Subsidized doctors because again, the knowledge comes from us all, and single payer. What that means is that when a doctor gets out of college, they don't have to have high prices to live to pay off the bills that they've incurred to become doctors. So if we look at healthcare as a right, then we also inherently say having doctors are a requirement if healthcare is a right. And how do we get that? We have a competitive way of passing doctors through a system that they get paid for, and then the rest is free enterprise. Free enterprise mean doctors create their independent services. You like this doctor, you go to that doctor. You like this other doctor, you go to that doctor, but it is paid for from general funds and that card. Of course, we have guidelines, etc. And I don't see how that is in any way different than the opportunity that you have, just with a hell of a lot more safety to ensure that you don't, if you break your leg and some doctor tells you it's going to cost $100,000 that you don't have, that no longer occurs. So I don't see a lot of difference in what you want and what I'm saying we need to get.
Well, and what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me. And I think if done appropriately, it's a good path to go towards, which is kind of unusual because I tend to disagree with a bunch of things you say on a regular basis. But
look, I appreciate you, Raymond. Anything else before I jump to Gonzalo?
Yeah, I realize you got to jump to the next caller. It's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you, Alberto.
Thank you, Raymond. You have a great day. All right, Texas Blue Bonnet in the chat, welcome aboard. Let's go as well as Liz Townsend. Welcome aboard in the chat. Let's go to Brother Gonzalo, mi hermano de Cuba. ¿Cómo estás, mi hermano favorito?
Good morning, Alberto. Again, I have a few things to say about the Canadian system. As you know, I was I'm Canadian and I was there 10 years ago, a long time, and things have changed. So we cannot idealize the Canadian system because it has imperfections. But
yes, agreed.
The Canadian population, however, is educated to pay taxes and to receive a fair share for what they pay, even though the system has its imperfection, but it works for the most part. And what I like about the Canadian system is also they have the private counterpart, which works fairly because when you're going to receive a service, they are going to tell you ahead of the procedure how much it costs. However, here in the States, as Johnny said, there is a bad practice between quotations, scam, of telling you, oh, everything is okay, and they make you sign a paper, and let's say it's private, so it's like a restaurant. It works like a restaurant. To me, it should work like a restaurant. Okay, you go to the restaurant, you get the menu, you have an idea of what the prices look like, and then they give you a bill at the end. But here, they give you a paper that reads probably, or you cannot read it well because it's written by lawyers, that all the procedures that they are going to do are, they are not liable if something happens, and there is something there maybe about the bill you're going to receive later, and so on and so forth. So the system is created to, as a scam, to trick you. And that needs to be changed. That's the bottom line. Because as Johnny said, and it has happened to many people, including me, I have gone to the doctor. They do a procedure. Nothing has been said about how much it costs. When I leave the doctor's office, I ask for the bill. And, oh, don't worry. The insurance will take care of it. And then 4 or 5 months later, I receive the bill that I have been unaware.
Look, it is amazing that I tell you, one of the reasons I like to have personal experiences is that people can relate to the personal experiences and the stories and understand that they're not the only ones going through that, and that what we have to do is work towards electing people that solve the problem, because we have a lot of ripoff artists, and it's called the privateers, the capitalists out there, not the doctors and all of those. They are just in a system that causes them to have to do all kinds of machinations to get more money to run a practice. I mean, most doctors, even the ones that are overcharging you, are doing it because they are trying to beat an insurance system, or they're trying to beat a system that constantly tries to extract from them. So doctors that are listening to me right now, I have nothing against doctors, even the ones that overcharged to try to make up from what they're being short elsewhere. If you're the ones overcharged, you're pissed, like I am many a times, right? But I understand it is a corrupt system by a few that has infected the entire healthcare system. And we have to have people, as you say, Gonzalo, we have to let people be aware of these issues. The fact that healthcare everywhere else is a lot less expensive and the outcomes are a lot better, people live better and people don't go bankrupt, should be enough to tell us that the system that we have is a failure. And singing glory, glory, hallelujah, it's an American system that people come to. People come here for good healthcare, but you know where else they go to? Qatar. You know where else they go to? Saudi Arabia. You know where else they go to? Canada. I mean, they go all over the place where they find a good doctor that's doing a good service. So let's stop fooling ourselves.
They also go to Mexico.
Right. And it's amazing. Mexico has great doctors because they do so many procedures, one after the other, one after the other. India, if you are willing to travel all the way to India, great procedures going there. It is amazing.
Even Europeans from Switzerland, and I heard somebody talking about Switzerland.
Yes.
I have friends in Switzerland, and they go to do their dental because in Switzerland, everything is not public, and dental is expensive as everywhere else.
Exactly.
They go to third world countries, and even though Turkey is part of a European Union, but still, you know, they have
the standard of living. The dollar goes a lot further in Turkey. I have a TikTok friend in Turkey that I learned a lot from her about Turkey. So, I mean, it's amazing that, again, but here's the deal, Gonzalo. What we have to do is inform folks. And you don't, a lot of what we talk about here, people won't get an extensive coverage on standard regular TV or even standard regular radio. So when other people call in, so folks, don't forget, call in 713-526-5738, extension number 2. When people call in and tell us there's, gracias, hermano. You have a wonderful rest of your day, Gonzalo.
You too. Bye-bye.
When people call in with their stories, you know, it really makes a difference. You know, it's funny. I want to show you the thought process of my good friend. Whenever we critique issues in the United States that need changing, if I look at you and I tell you, the Canadian lifespan is longer than American lifespan, the British lifespan, and these other countries, their lifespan is larger, and it can be attributed to having a better healthcare system in the aggregate. My friend in the chat says, why don't you move there? I think that is one of the most un-American things to say. I think that is the most un-American thing to say. I think once I tell you provably that these other countries, the lifespan is greater, I think the American thing to say is, oh my God, what do we need to do to make it better? What do we need to do to fix that? Think about how un-American it is to say, well, if something is better elsewhere, go there. As opposed to, I love America and Americans so much that I want that the same thing that's good for people around the world to be good for us as Americans. You see? You see how the right wing has skewed and messed up people's minds? Do you understand when glory, glory, hallelujah is more important than the humanity itself? I want all of you to think that, like I said, I use our commentary as learning experiences, and we must do that. So my brother E, again, that is an un-American statement. Let's go to Cece. Come on in, Cece.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you. Oh, that's great to know. Sorry, I'm a bit nervous.
Wait. First of all, stop. Cece, stop. We are having a conversation. Don't ever be nervous on this show. Be nervous elsewhere. But we love all our callers, no matter where your point of view is. So have fun.
Thank you. So I wanted to add on to your perspective, and also since you were curious to know about other healthcare systems, I'm originally from France, and one of the most praised structure or infrastructure that we have in France is the healthcare system. And we do have a system that is now crumbling, in fact, but it's still relying on the single payer system. Now, I'm with you when you want to defend it, because what it says is basically there is a system that prices everything, every procedure, every medical visit, every medication. And the government, just like you explained, subsidize it. Now, if the doctor want to have what we call out-of-network from the subsidized system, they can charge over that pricing. They will not be receiving the subsidized funds from the government, but we do have a private system on top of the public system. But the public system have tiers, depending on how much you are paying with your social security, everything is tied. You will have a price that is based on a ticket. And for every single of those procedure or every single of those visits, you will be charged for that much. And then on top of that, because you want to be covered for those additional expenses, you get an insurance. So insurance is not tied to the healthcare system in the sense of you can, for instance, get to the dentist and you will have to pay extra charge on top of what is covered by the public funds. You get your insurance to cover that part. So the system is amazing. It has been working forever. And I wish and we can, you know, imagine a way that we would have it in the U.S. because it just alleviates so much stress and so much anxiety on households thinking that they are one bill away from getting bankrupt. There is no world where America can be seen as one of the most innovative country and let their population go bankrupt for a medical bill. That doesn't make any sense.
We're out for time, but I am so thankful to your call because let me tell you, the only thing that works is for people who've lived it and understand it to teach us Americans that we don't have to succumb to the cronies here that makes us believe that somehow we are better than everyone else when others have gone through this, have better lifespans, have less stress, et cetera. So I want to thank you so kindly for calling us and informing us on this particular issue.
You're very welcome. And just one last thing, because you did mention something about the cronies. When you have one particular institution that you can point at and look at and have accountability to, it makes a difference. In France, we have what we call the Court of Accounting, which check every single institution, and spending.
I got to go, and thank you so kindly. Folks, I want to thank Cece. I want to thank Jack. We don't have time to jump to Jack right away right now. I want to thank all the callers. You guys are wonderful. Love you all. We'll continue to be learning together. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right, and you guys know how I end this baby. I am what? Out! We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.